synagogue. What do you need for a synagogue? 10 men. Correct. All you need to have is 10 Jewish men together. By the way, anybody knows why 10? No? Oh, come here. Abraham, what? How many righteous men?
Right, to save Sodom and Gomorrah.
And the answer is, if there would be 10 righteous men, right, I will spare the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's where we get the number 10 from. We have a Hebrew word for it, minyan. So when 10 Jewish men gather together, by the way, they did it probably on the plane when you were flying to Israel. Did you see the Orthodox Jews going to the back of the plane and gathering around there? That's when they pray. So they formed the synagogue actually on the plane. So all you need to have is 10 Jewish men together and they form a synagogue. You don't need a building for that. Now, of course, when the community is larger, and that's what you do, you build a place and you make it look nice, and that's what synagogues became. But in Jesus' days, Capernaum was probably a pretty small town and it didn't have much of a synagogue. Who built them the synagogue, by the way? Who did build them the synagogue? No?
Adrian.
You remember the story of Jesus healing the servant of the Roman centurion? There were 100 soldiers stationed outside Capernaum. Remember, it's a city on the Via Maris, on the highway. So there were soldiers here. And Jesus told, the man knew about Jesus, and then he healed his servant. And then it says, and he loved our nation, and he built us a synagogue. So the synagogue of Capernaum was built by a Gentile because of Jesus, who was first rejected in this in his own town. I mean, not his own. His own is Nazareth. But he was rejected by the people of Capernaum. And you just heard what he said about Capernaum in Matthew 11 when he predicted the destruction of the city, which actually happened. So don't think there was a red carpet when Jesus walked into Capernaum. He was not accepted here at the beginning. And even afterwards, he was accepted by only part of the people. So don't think it was right there. Oh, here he is coming. The teacher is coming. The rabbi is coming. There were those who accepted him. And we know that most of the disciples were from here. That's correct. But there were many that did not. Even in this town, those who were seeing him every day, saw his miracles, heard his teachings, and still did not accept him. So this, ladies and gentlemen, this is the synagogue site of Jesus' time, down below. And then we have the new synagogue on top. Just a word about synagogues. Wherever Jews are, since the destruction of the temple that happened in the year 70 AD, the Jews are praying towards what? Towards Jerusalem, correct. And at the end of the prayer on Passover, what do they say? Next year in Jerusalem, because we don't have a temple. So actually synagogues, nothing can replace the temple except the new temple. But in the meantime, for the last 1,938 years, we have only synagogues and we don't have a temple. But we never give up that we want to have again our temple, and that's why we pray toward Jerusalem and towards the temple for the rebuilding of the temple. So in Jesus' days, the temple was still in existence. Okay, remember that. That's why you had to go up to Jerusalem. But a few years, 37 years after they crucified him, from that time on, we don't have a temple. And we pray for the rebuilding of the temple. So the second synagogue, which is up here, was for the already built as a synagogue would have been praying toward Jerusalem. And the women would have been on the second floor in the upper gallery. They used to separate the men from the women in the synagogues. So walk here for a few minutes into this synagogue, take your pictures, and then we go down to Peter's house.